Turkey Syria earthquake update, death toll reaches over 41,000. After a deadly 7.8 magnitude earthquake shook southeastern Turkey and northwestern Syria on February 6, devastating destruction has been left in its wake. 41,000 plus lives have tragically been lost, according to Turkish and Syrian officials, with thousands of buildings completely destroyed all across the border region. As rescue workers desperately search for survivors amidst the rubble that remains from this unforgiving disaster, it is clear that many more innocent victims will be claimed as time goes on, making further humanitarian aid even more imperative than ever before. This is the most destructive earthquakes in the history of that country. The devastating news of Tuesday revealed a total of 41,219 fatalities in both Turkey and Syria. In Turkey alone, 35,418 individuals have perished, according to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's report. Unfortunately for the citizens in northwest Syria who find themselves amid government and rebel-controlled areas, 5,801 people have died, as confirmed by data from the Syrian Ministry of Health and reports from the White Helmets, a civil defense organization operating in opposition territories. The tragic toll of lives lost in Turkey is now higher than the 1939 Erzincan earthquake, making it the most lethal earthquake ever recorded in modern Turkish history. UNICEF calls for children that is affected by the earthquake. Over 1 week following a devastating earthquake, millions of children across Turkey and Syria still require immediate humanitarian aid, according to UNICEF's report. An estimated 4.6 million young lives are based in the quake-stricken zones in Turkey. At the same time, an additional 2.5 million remain stuck within the affected areas of Syria, all desperately needing our help. UNICEF representatives have estimated that numerous children were killed and wounded during the earthquakes, yet this figure remains unconfirmed. Additionally, hundreds of thousands of individuals lost their homes in the disaster with little assistance available from local infrastructure systems. Many are now forced to endure severe weather conditions without adequate protection or support.